This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the history of Texas and other places feeling just the same way. Plus a shocker, Maui on fire, people fleeing into the water to get away from the flames. Lahaina, a very popular tourist area and popular for the people who live in Maui, completely destroyed. As somebody who has spent some time there, it is heartbreaking to see some of the video and the aftermath of what's gone on in Maui. Tourists told to just stay away and get out of Maui as fast as you can. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. I hope it's much cooler and nicer in your neck of the woods. If you live in the great state of Texas, it's what people are calling ridiculous, and there is no end in sight. As I have many friends in Texas and lived in Texas for over 18 years, it's not just Dallas, not just Austin, it's San Antonio, it's everywhere, big and small, a number of major cities facing triple-digit highs for 6 weeks. So you have the temperatures that are combining with the oppressive humidity, pushing those heat indexes to 120 degrees in some areas. We have some great listeners in Brownsville, Texas, and they're telling me that it's just unbearable. And I mentioned the other night that people are doing things like walking dogs at 1 a.m. And a couple of people like Leo and Sam said, amen, sister, that's exactly what we're doing. We started a group. We have lights. We go out together. And we have become more like vampires because that's how you have to deal with it. Don't talk to the people in Arizona. They certainly know what that heat dome deal is like, that stagnant high pressure, because, of course, Phoenix logged a month straight of 110-degree high temperatures as well. And actually, they became the first major American city to ever set an average monthly temperature of over 100 degrees. But what everybody's really talking about, because yes, we know about the heat. Yes, it's terrible. Horrible things have happened. Something horrible has happened in Maui. And this is also weather related. A wildfire just ripped through Maui in the dark, reducing the historic town that I mentioned, Lahaina, to ash and forcing people to, no kidding, jump into the ocean to get away from the fire. 6 people died, dozens wounded, 271 structures damaged or destroyed. In this area, they had a banyan tree. It's 150 years old. I probably have 25 pictures of myself and people with me around that banyan tree. Where did this come from? It was fueled because of strong winds from Dora. So Hurricane Dora, as it passed south of the Hawaiian Islands, kicked up the wind, however. Look, the Maui mayor said it is a deeply somber day. He went on to say, the gravity of losing any life is tragic. I agree. As we grieve with their families, we offer prayers for comfort in this inconsolable time. And that's how the people feel. I mean, look, flights couldn't get out, but when they did get up, they could view the full scope of the devastation. There were flyovers over Lahaina by the U.S. Civil Air Patrol, and the Maui Fire Department showed the extent of the loss, and it is just shocking. You know, you had shops where tourists went. You had historic areas. You had that are just wrecked. It's smoking heaps of rubble that were piled high next to the waterfront. Boats in the harbor scorched. Gray smoke hovering over the charred trees. So the people who are proud, who need tourists, who thrive in this area, are just shell-shocked for what has happened. There will be a lot of people, the people who survived, a lot of people will be out of work because of what has now happened to this area and what has happened to a real gem of a piece of an island, of a piece of island in the United States. This is a place where I have told so many people, save your pennies. Put it on your list. It blew my mind the first time I went there. And now, sad to say, who knows what's going to remain in Maui. And, of course, there's no cell or landline phone service or electricity, all of that. So the factors, high wind, low humidity, dry vegetation, all contributed to it, absolutely. And so now you've got the National Register of Historic Places, Lahaina, goes back to 1700s, which is just completely gone. I mean, completely gone. The cultural center, same thing, boom, done, all of it, just absolutely crazy. Some of you listening to me can relate in a different way because you faced tragedies because of fires, because of weather, and you've seen towns that have been ripped up by tornadoes or mudslides or hurricanes. And truly, especially when you're talking about a place that's an island and what people live on and people who, you know, desperately want to go and see it, a little piece of an incredible gem has been absolutely lost. I am heartbroken for all the people there. This story just bewilders me, but maybe it shouldn't. The FBI shot and killed a Utah man who's wanted for threats against the president before the president's visit. So here's what happened. Craig Robertson, 75 years old, right? He's charged with 3 felony counts for threats against the president, making interstate threats, influencing, impeding, retaliating against federal law enforcement and officers by threat. So they were trying, the FBI was trying to arrest him at his house for making insane, crazy statements and saying what he was going to do, not just to the president, but to a whole bunch of other people. So they went to do that and had no choice because of him being armed and what he was doing. So the shooting happened early in the morning, ripping up a neighborhood in a different way at 6:15 to be exact. And, of course, whenever there's this kind of shooting and it unfolds, they always review it. But he posted on his Facebook account, "I hear Biden is coming to Utah. I'm digging out my suit, cleaning the dust off my M24 sniper rifle. Welcome, buffoon in chief." And so it wasn't just an empty threat, because, of course, there was all kinds of ammunition and weapons and all of that that they found. But he would have been arrested. Instead, he was killed as they went in to try to arrest him. And wow, very, 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 very sad that he was planning these various things and had laid them out and had all this weaponry. But again, Robertson's dead, and now it's about investigating more about what he was planning and then ruling out whatever happened with the FBI as well. $1 billion, somebody won the Mega Millions. Who, where did it happen? Talking about that on the flip side.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Economies where she performs during her Eras tour. You're not going to believe the GDP left behind in Los Angeles. That's something we're going to talk about here in a second. But wouldn't you have loved to have the winning ticket? Let's be honest. I am not a regular lottery player, but yeah, I got a couple of tickets for the huge Mega Millions. Thinking, who knows? I mean, maybe somebody's got to win. So, in fact, the winning ticket was purchased in Florida, but not by me. Neptune Beach, Florida. Somebody there has a different life they're going to be leading because of the jackpot they hit. It was $1.58 billion. Yeah. So now the numbers come down. They reset what is possible when you go, and if you're a normal player, on Friday. So the bubble has burst on that. But a lot of people decided it was worth it. Why not? Yeah, it's crazy. But, boy, the lump sum that you would take home with that. And then plus, you know, wherever a ticket is sold, whether it's some local bodega, some huge box store, wherever it is, they always get a bump. So whatever the amount is, they also get some money. So that's got to be pretty good for any of the places that these tickets are sold. But this ticket was sold at a Publix, which is a huge grocery store chain in Florida. So they'll get money for that. So that's been identified. They know exactly where it was sold, and it's a city by the way, Neptune Beach, just east, to give you an idea, of Jacksonville. So it's on the Atlantic coast of Florida. What's interesting about this, and I was thinking about it, some places, they don't, it's only a handful of places, a handful of states, you don't have to have your name released. Florida state law allows for a 90-day grace period to release the names of the winners. So that name has to be released. I mean, that's part of the deal when you win the jackpot in many, many states. But you have 90 days to, I don't know, change your name, find a new place to live, whatever it might take. Because you can only imagine how many people that you have no idea who they are will hit you up. And, hey, speaking of changing your name, there were 10,000 people who offered to change their name to Subway, like legally change their name to Subway. They would volunteer to do it. So somebody will be picked for this. It was a sweepstakes, they decided. It's, can you imagine sitting in the boardroom? Hey, let's get someone to call themselves Subway. And what happens is whoever is picked, but they have these many people that want to do it, whoever's picked, you get free subs for life. So you change your name legally to Subway, but you get free Subways for forever. It just doesn't, what does that name go with? Subway Delaney doesn't work. It just goes to show you what people will do. They're willing to do that. And I've got to assume, and it could be people of all ages. I've got to assume, though, it may be a lot of younger people thinking, I'm going to do this. And I don't know how they keep track of this, but you can keep track of legally changing your name to it. But what if you decide, okay, now I'm changing my name back? I did this for a couple of years. I mean, is there some kind of clause and some kind of contract you have to sign where you say you're going to do it forever? If not, maybe you do it for a year and then you go and you pay the money and you get the name changed back. It seems ridiculous to me. It does. I mean, listen, I like their tuna subs, but not enough to change my name to Subway or anything else that they have going on that they're pushing there. But people who know what it's like with this mortgage situation that we have, you know, the dreaded R word has really been pushed underneath the surface, thank goodness. We've had economists on the show who have talked about the fact that there was a chance that it would be very soft, while lots of people were saying, oh, no, it's definitely a recession, that it could be very soft and that the landing didn't have to be a crash landing and we would all get sucked into the big, great big R. So the good news is, fingers crossed, that we may be avoiding that. But you look at the mortgage rates, so you have these high mortgage rates and sales prices. So if you were jumping into home ownership, it's about 20% more expensive than it was last year. When we go to the mailbag, a couple people asked me about that because I talked about, hey, go around your neighborhood, go around another neighborhood if you're thinking about selling your house, and then really track how long these houses have been on the market. And the houses are on the market for seriously a long time because of those factors that I just said. The typical U.S. home buyer's monthly mortgage payment, you ready for this? $2,605. This was during the four-week period that ended July 30th. So it's actually down $32 from July's record high, right? That if you go prior to that, June's record high, but up 19% from a year prior. So the median home sale price, close to $400,000. You know, so we're not talking about mansions. At $400,000, wow. With those mortgage rates, I mean, 30-year fix, almost 7%. Yikes. And then, of course, there's that whole factor of qualifying, getting a loan, being able to afford a home, you know, how much would you have to earn to be able to get a starter home? You know, what would that take? And all those numbers in between. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of numbers, but let's just say the one factor, while we have the soft R floating around, thank goodness, it is the one area that you can count on that is pushing people to not move, is pushing people to not sell houses or not want to buy houses, because coming up with that coin and being stuck with that kind of a mortgage rate when you know what it was 2 years ago is tough to swallow, plus tough to qualify. GDP, Los Angeles, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. While getting tickets to it has been a nightmare and has cost a fortune, just crazy how much. The 6 days of sold-out Eras Tour shows in L.A. are going to bring an estimated $320 million increase to the gross domestic product of the city. Wow. And this isn't just numbers that are plucked from the sky. This was done from the California Center for Jobs and the Economy. They track all of that, because the tour also increases employment by 3,300 and local earnings. So that's where part of that comes in. And then, you know, you get state income tax, got to pay that, state and local sales tax, the transient occupancy tax, to get like $9 million there. So you multiply all of that, that's pretty good money. And that's happening in other places. She's boosting local economies. When have you ever heard that? Which, that can be true for many of the big concerts that we've seen over the decades. But there's something different about the Swifties. There's something different about this Taylor Swift deal. Even if it's annoying, you had to drag a granddaughter there or kids there or whatever, there's something about what's happened as a result of this. You know, fans spend the money on tickets, the merchandise, the food, the drinks, all of that. They're traveling places, the hotels, and this tour is going on and on and on. And you got to think, she started the tour in Glendale, Arizona, and now she's gone across the country through 20 cities and 27 states. And, of course, breaking all kinds of records. Most tickets sold in a day, 2.4 million tickets. She's got the epic 44-song set list and some of the surprise songs and people who step on stage. Pretty interesting, I have to say. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag. Your thoughts from A to Z.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least six people are dead and dozens of homes and businesses destroyed after a massive wildfire broke out in an historic Hawaiian town. People were forced to jump into the water in Lahaina on Maui to avoid the fast-moving flames. The Coast Guard deployed a boat and helicopter to rescue several people. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the presidential debates.
If he's so proud of his record, if he was such a great president, I would think you'd want to be there to make that case.
Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate in the debate set for August 23rd in Milwaukee, as he's considered to be the Republican frontrunner. Most Americans say they're concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence. A new poll from YouGov shows 62% of registered voters are somewhat concerned about AI growth. About 1 in 5 say they're excited about it, and 16% are neutral. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
So we're in the mail room. Lots of the virtual stuff. Thanks to Judd. He's the first one we're going to go to. And Judd says, Kate, I look at Maui, and I wanted to go to Maui forever. It was on my list, and I have kids that are going to school, and we're paying off all of that. And that was honestly the place where I was going to take my wife when we celebrated our 22nd wedding anniversary. And again, with two kids that are freshmen in college and having the clear path to clear up how much that's costing and scholarship money and all of that, I was going to make that a reality. But now what's going to be left of Maui, because rebuilding that historic town, Lahaina, is going to take a long time and certainly not going to look like it did in the past. And I feel sorry for the people. If people are running and jumping into the water to get away from the flames, that is scary as hell. And I really feel for the people, because I know they're proud people. I had the chance one time because of work to go to Oahu, and I loved it, but never got a chance to go to Maui. So very sad for that and very sorry for the people. And it's a price of paradise, a piece of paradise that we lose. Yeah, and there is a price to that, right? There is definitely a price to that. And for the people there, it's about tourism, tourism, tourism. For the Hawaiian people, their culture, embracing the tourists. So it's going to be a shocker, which is already a very expensive place, let's face it, because you're on an island. You're not in the mainland. And there was one other person who said something. This one was from Sean, and Sean listens to us in Iowa. Kate, thank goodness I actually did have a chance to spend some time in Hawaii. I was there for a golf tournament. I was working for the PGA, and as you know, they have a tournament there. So I had a chance to really experience what it was like, and I know that town because that's where we would go and have dinners when we were there ahead of the tournament, and then when we stayed afterwards for a couple of days. You know, I experienced all kinds of things there, my first luau, and I also had a chance to get on a boat and go and snorkel. And I know that you've talked about doing that, the incident with your husband and the whale, I remember. So I bet you that your boat left out of Lahaina or certainly nearby. So sorry for that and for the loss of life and the people that lost their little slice of paradise. Yeah. It's interesting we all keep saying slice of paradise because it was a slice of paradise. I mean, it's an island, right? And you're absolutely right, Sean. I did do the snorkeling thing and the kayaking. The kayaking is where the whale thing happened, though. I did do that in Maui and both of those. The kayaking thing, would be where it was. But the snorkeling thing would have been affected because that was a boat right out of there and the boats were burned and whatnot. So, I mean, maybe some of the people that operate them, they got them out in time and whatnot, but it's going to take a while to put all that back together. All right, let's go to a couple of other things. How about this, from Mac? Words have consequences. Listen, I am still a proud Republican, but for goodness sake, this sad, sad, twisted man in Utah that decided he was going to put threats out on Facebook and then had a house full of weapons and look like he was going to follow through on assassination attempts of the president and Kamala Harris and others. It's just ridiculous. Losing your life, getting that worked up, going into a frenzy in an area where I'm sure people, if you looked at the photograph of him, he lived in a what looked to be a nice little cul-de-sac area. So can you imagine the shock for some people when the FBI overtook the neighborhood before 6 o'clock in the morning and then heard massive gunfire and then this guy is dead? I mean, escalating to that crazy, crazy level. I just don't understand it, Kate. I mean, again, words have consequences, and it's sad what's happening in our country, honestly. So to that end, neighbors, of course, said the thing when they're asked by news media afterwards, hey, did you know your neighbor? And he was a very sweet older gentleman. Like, they, of course, people are shocked that this was happening. And he wrote all kinds of posts that, you know, he was going to follow through with these threats. So they had to take the threat seriously. And then they get in there and it's like just a massive munitions everywhere, all kinds of guns, all kinds of things that were planned. And who knows what other details and things that they found. But certainly he didn't come out with his hands up. And he wasn't going to be arrested. And this was in Provo, Utah, by the way. And this is, Biden was expected to visit Salt Lake City, which is outside of Provo. It's part of that whole Western tour to promote his agenda. So now the FBI is looking into this. There were all kinds of online threats, I guess. And in fact, they had a warrant. That's why they went there. They had a 30-page felony complaint that was signed by a judge on Tuesday than they went to go and get them, and that's what ended up happening. So, yes, words have consequences. Max, you are 100% correct there. Here's another one. This one is from Lauren. Lauren says, Kate, I don't know how. I'm going to be really curious about what happens with all these candidates on the Republican side. I mean, we know what it looks like as far as Biden, of course, and the Democrats. But on the Republican side, I know that now Donald Trump is saying that with all these trials that are happening, it could affect his, his presidential campaign, because he's going to have to deal with all of the trials, his lawyers and et cetera. And there may be four or five, because now there's already at least three. There's probably going to be four. So I wonder if, because of all of that, do you think he would drop out? You know, it doesn't feel like he would drop out, but you're right. He did say, I mean, did make a little reference. He said, they're not going to shut me up and I have my First Amendment rights, when they're talking about on Friday what can be said and can't be said about one of the upcoming trials, you know, what the whole evidence thing. So he was talking a little bit about that, but he did say, he said what he usually says, that this is deranged officials and the allegations, you know, ridiculous and, you know, all of that. But he did say that it will hamper him, right? And he said, he said at one point, I can't go to Iowa. I won't be able to go to New Hampshire because I'm sitting in a courtroom. So do I think he'll pull out? I do not. I don't think that he will do that. I think he won't be able to go some of the places he said that he was going and what will happen during the campaign. But, you know, you got to start thinking about some of this. He's fighting a lawsuit, even launched by a writer who won a sex abuse case against him, remember. He's being sued for $250 million by New York State for alleged business fraud. That trial's in October. So there's a lot happening. I mean, he has trials starting in March and May of next year, which would be the height of the election campaign. So, and then what happens in Georgia? I think it would make it pretty tough, pretty exhausting too, just looking at it from that point of view. All right, I'm going to squeeze another one in. I know I can do it. This is from this one is from Kevin, who says, Kate, I am looking at what is happening with Disney, and it's so crazy in a way, right? I guess the mouse realized that you can get bit back because their streaming is down, and I'm sure people listening to your show don't necessarily care about that, but looking at streaming, that's what we watch. And so their streaming, I guess, lost over $500 million this past quarter, and I hear, and you're there in Florida, that a lot of people aren't going to Disney, and you're seeing that they're laying people off in some of the other stakes that they have, like ESPN. So, and then you've got the strikes going on. I don't know. How do you think Disney turns it around? I'm curious because I have young grandchildren who, of course, are crazy about Disney. Well, rest assured, Disneyland and Disney World are not going anywhere. And if it's slow, it may be the time, if you can afford to do it, to take those grandchildren to Disney. And they'll pump up some of what they offer with their streaming. You can email me, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People are talking about, at least with their mouths open, if they have seen any of the video or some of the photographs of it. Tourists didn't have very much time to evacuate Maui hotels, and the people who lived there had to leave pets behind. Ugh. Cats, dogs, all kinds of things, because the wind gusts spread the wildfires just like crazy in the darkness, and it really hit all over Maui, but especially this one town, Lahaina, that I've talked about. There's an area called Front Street, and it's where tourists come. There's surf lessons, there's boats that take you out, whale watching boats, all of that happens in Lahaina. So mass evacuations also clogged roads across the island, because it's one road. You're going around an island. And trust me, I've done it in the dark and feel fortunate, frankly, that I had the opportunity to do that. But it would be backed up for a very long time. So you had the evacuations, you had debris across the roads across the island, traffic closed off in some area, and just flat out what they're telling people, get out. More planes are being flown in. People are being taken to places that live there that can evacuate to centers, but even tourists, they have to do that. But pretty harrowing. I mean, there were people that were driving. It reminded me of the fires in Northern California where people were fleeing for their lives, and they were just trying to get away from the flames. Like their car, trying to not have their car catch on fire and steer around burning objects. And that's exactly what happened here. The smoke was thick. People couldn't see in front of them. And that's what happened. And, you know, you've got apartments there. You've got a place called Kaanapali, and they have areas there where you've got people that live there that are from the Hawaiian Islands, and then you have tourists that are there. So I can't imagine that Maui is going to look anything like the Maui that I was fortunate enough to see. And this was from Hurricane Dora. So it spread so quickly, there just was no time. There's just no time for anyone. The governor activated the Hawaiian National Guard to respond. And, you know, there was some few tourists that were interviewed that said they were given a minute. You got a minute, get out of the hotel. Because, listen, whatever you're leaving behind, it's your life or your clothes. And pretty much there was no way that was exaggerated. It was frightening to look at it. You had people that, for a while, the flights were halted into Maui. So then you also have something you never see there where, remember the good old days where you could go to an airport at the last second? This was before 9/11. And you could jump out of the car and run to your gate and, whew, barely got there, but no problem. And now, of course, you have TSA lines and everything else that you have to deal with. But still, Hawaii was such an easy airport. It's an island. So it was easy to get through that airport, but not in the last day because of people just trying to escape and having to leave, and tourists having to leave, there's no alternative. What are you going to do? And it's so dangerous, and it's now still that aftermath part of what are they going to find. They've so far 6 people dead, so very, very sad to see that. All right, I think it's time for one of those moments of can you believe it, really, right? What I call a mic drop moment. Did you know that there is only one state? This is a great water cooler buzz, by the way, virtual or in person. There's only one state in America where it's illegal for drivers to pump their own gas. And I bet you don't even know what state that is. I mean, you'd be taking a stab at it, most likely, unless you live in this state. Because I grew up in this state, I knew immediately it was New Jersey. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah. New Jersey is the only state where it's illegal. It's weird. The state's ban on self-service goes back to 1949, and they don't want to change it. They don't want to change it. And what's so interesting, because I remember this, and my mother used to always say this, the Pennsylvania drivers, because they would come over the bridge to get gas because gas was always a little bit cheaper, right? The reputation is it's lower. Lower. There was even a popular bumper sticker, and somebody sent it to me once, Jersey girls don't pump gas. And I have kind of a funny story about that. But this is a good mic drop moment, because you think about 1949. And then what happened was Oregon last week lifted their 72-year-old ban on self-service gas stations. So now stations can operate half of their pumps as self-serve. And that changes things completely, because then you don't have to have workers running out to go do that and everything. Now, it's interesting because gas station owners in New Jersey can't do that. They can be fined $250 for a first offense if drivers are caught handling the gas pump, $500 for every single time after it. And gas stations have been struggling to hire workers. So there's been a push to lift the ban, but nope, it doesn't happen. It's just like one of those things, like, no, it always gets voted down. That voted down. I mean, who knows? Maybe eventually they lift it, but so far, no. There was even a Monmouth University poll that showed 60% of New Jersey residents oppose a policy that would allow stations to go full, you know, fully self-service. They think it's a good thing. It's a good thing for Jersey to be the only state. Okay, so here's my quick funny story. I get out of school and I have to get a job, and I want to be in television, so television and radio. So I send out these, what you would call reels. I send out a reel to all kinds of stations all over the place, and I get a job offer from a place in Nebraska, in the middle of the cornfields, Kearney, Nebraska, and it was just the greatest experience. Awesome people. I learned about Runzas. Farmers taught me a lot. I loved it. But being from New Jersey, that Jersey area, when I went to Nebraska, I had no idea. I mean, I could kind of guess because I'm not an idiot, but I didn't really know. I never pumped gas before. And so when I went to the gas station, somebody taught me how to do it. Because I kind of figured it out, but they still went through it with me. Like, okay, this is what you do. This is pretty easy. Because I never, ever had done it. So now you wonder, will they get support from this? You know, one of the things is that fire hazards, that's one of the things that they would play up, is that, you know, untrained drivers overfill their tanks, they could start a fire. And so that was part of that whole lobbying to make sure, let's not do it. And even with the other states, because it was banned in 23 states in the late 60s, that was part of the reason, the theory behind it, of putting fuel in your own car, is that it was too hazardous, that you could cause problems. Somebody could be smoking a cigarette, do something stupid. And so, yeah, that wasn't going to happen in a lot of places. But now it's just New Jersey. That's it. So if you ever do cross over, go into the state you're in, New Jersey, you cannot pump your gas. You got to sit there and wait until somebody waits on you. Now, the one thing that does happen is you don't, just because of the way the gas stations are, you can't always find a gas station where you can get gas because they close. So you're not going to get gas at 2 in the morning unless you get lucky or you go the opposite direction into New York or into Pennsylvania. Think about those people in Hawaii. Very, very sad. And stay cool, everyone. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.